Just very briefly, two comments. I think one of my takeaway is how important the template of building resilient communities is, because if we talk about forced displacement, the template of building resilient communities allows us to integrate host country and host community, IDP community, and refugee community concerns into a same framework. My second point, which I haven't highlighted in my previous interventions, while I do believe that national leadership is absolutely critical, we have also to consider that we do have places in which governments don't have governance impact. And I think those particularly fragile places in which governments are not under control and where issues of radicalization and terrorism are in particular of particular concerns, access for humanitarian agencies is absolutely critical to minimize the gap between government-controlled areas and non-government-controlled areas in order to stabilize situations, because we can't move out of these hyper-fragile and disrupted contexts over time if we cannot maintain a minimum of services in these contexts. I'll stop it here.
Thank you. Very clear.